Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. If there's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And good news, He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan. And today's podcast is the story behind my song, Crown Him, from the live recording, A Mystery of Majesty. This particular song was born way back on December 16th of 1995. God's Word says in Psalm 93, verses 1 and 2, this, "The Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord has clothed and girded himself with strength. Indeed, the world is firmly established. It will not be moved. Your throne is established from of old. You are from everlasting." This song came during the month of December of 1995, and it was during this time that the Lord provided a new piano for me and my family, a small grand piano, a Yamaha. I was so excited to actually have something I had only dreamed about sitting here in my living room, our worship room, our music room, we call it now. Melinda and I happened to have a grand piano when we were first married, but because of financial needs and because we needed the space for 9 children, we had to sell it. Yet now God had provided. The song, Crown Him, was the first song I received on this new instrument. It came as I focused on God's goodness and on who He is to me. I knew right away that this was also a song for our little church in Muskogee, Oklahoma. And it was to be a reminder of who God had called us to be as the body of Christ, worshipers, and what He has called us to do, crown Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords of our lives. Let's do that right now as we listen to the song, Crown Him.
Let's make melody in our hearts to the Lord. Just sing to Him, worship Him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Just release what is in your heart in adoration to Him, in honor of Him. Lavish your love upon Him as He has lavished His love upon you.
Jesus is His name. So crown Him, crown Him. Jesus Christ is King. Reigning in power, reigning in glory, reign in majesty. Blind see, there is only one God that I bow down to. Holy and righteous is He. There is only one who bore the cross, shed his blood, and he is King of Kings. So crown him, Jesus Christ is King. Reigning in power, reigning in glory, reign in majesty.
Father, we do exalt you as King of Kings and Lord of Lords in our lives, over every area of our lives, every part of our being, to the deepest core of our identity. In Jesus' name, we crown you Lord and King. Amen. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 7 through 9 says this: You have made him for a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor, and have appointed him over the works of your hands. You have put all things in subjection under his feet. For in subjecting all things to him, he left nothing that is not subject to him. But now we do not yet see all things subjected to him. But we do see him who was made for a little while lower than the angels, namely Jesus, because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone. Whether we see it or not, y'all, Jesus is still on the throne. Even when it seems and feels like the world is literally falling apart all around us, Jesus is still seated on the throne, ruling and reigning and causing all things to work together for our good and for his glory. How do I know this? Because this is what God's word says in Psalm 22:3. Yet you are holy, O you who are enthroned upon the praises of Israel. Are you living with an attitude of worship? Do you actively walk relationally with Jesus in worship? Then God is still on the throne, regardless of what the world around us is doing. He is enthroned upon our hearts. He sits down in power on the thrones we give him in our hearts as we worship him. Your life in chaos and in need of God's rule and reign? Worship Jesus. Your life in upheaval and full of uncertainty? Worship Jesus. You don't know what the next step is? Worship Jesus. He is enthroned on, he inhabits the praises of his people. So bring the rule and reign of Christ into your realm, your own heart. today and crown him with honor and glory and watch his peace and watch his comfort permeate your entire life. That's reality. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you as usual by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. And if you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you happen to listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast, and I personally believe they help a lot of people because that's what you tell me. If you don't mind, would you take a couple of minutes right now and just leave me a review? And to help with the ongoing creation of this podcast, if you would, consider becoming a member of my team. If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There is one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple, it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out. It's allinallchurch.com. And don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 3. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 3 is available anywhere you buy books online. Or you can just click the link we provide in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. And while you're at it, go to Amazon and check out my autobiography, Sing Over Me. And while you're there, you might as well check out the follow-up book called Renewing Your Mind. I believe they will help you be the overcomer God says you are. And if you enjoy thrilling fiction, check out my book, The Short Life. I believe you might be pleasantly surprised and blessed by this short story. Well, thank you once again for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of the song Crown Him from the live recording A Mystery of Majesty, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else about today's podcast, remember this. God loves you right where you are, and He loves you enough to not leave you there. And by the way, I love you too. Now go and be who Father says you are.